91X News.
It's 12 in clear skies. I'm Steph Crozier with 91X News. A woman is due in court today after she and her partner in crime stole poppy boxes from a Trenton restaurant. Cooney West OPP were called to a restaurant on Saturday morning and found two poppy boxes had their funds taken on Friday night. 37-year-old Teresa Marcotte and 48-year-old Michael Enright, both of Trenton, were arrested and charged with theft under $5,000. Marcotte is due in court today in Belleville, while Enright will have court date on December 8th in Belleville. A 45-year-old Kingston man is walking away with a number of charges after failing to stop. This morning at around 2:15, Central Hastings OPP were conducting a routine radar patrol on Highway 62 south of the village of Madoc. Police noticed a northbound vehicle traveling at a high speed. As the vehicle passed police, it accelerated. A spike belt was used in the village, and the vehicle stopped a short time later without incident. Henry Archibald was arrested and faces a number of charges, including dangerous operation of a motor vehicle, flight from police, taking motor vehicle without owner's consent, and possession of Schedule I methamphetamines. He is due to appear in Belleville Provincial Court this afternoon. The Ontario Provincial Police are urging the public to prepare for future snowfalls when driving on Ontario's roads and highways this winter. The OPP advises drivers to get their vehicles ready and to adjust their driving habits in order to prevent collisions in the winter. Some of the ways drivers can prepare for the winter is to install winter tires, having an ice scraper and snow brush ready to clear windshields and lights, slowing down with the speed of their vehicles, and to check road and weather conditions before driving. Hundreds of foreign trekkers stranded in the Mount Everest area are departing on flights now that the weather has cleared at the region's only airport. Over the past week, all flights have been grounded because of poor weather. British trekker Megan Freese says they were well taken care of while waiting for the weather to clear.
It's been very misty and cloudy for the whole week. Everyone's been fantastic, keeping us fed and watered, and we had somewhere to stay.
20 flights left the Lucca Airport this morning, and more are expected throughout the day. Customers looking to purchase items once owned by celebrities on eBay can now do it for a good cause. Sharon Reed has more.
The nearly $41,000 paid for a lock of Justin Bieber's famous hair is what prompted the auction site eBay to start the new celebrity site. As the animal rights group that benefited from Bieber's bangs found out, people pay big money for celebrity stuff. Beginning today, stars like Brad Pitt are auctioning off items. His will help Hurricane Katrina victims. Robert Duvall is auctioning off a private acting workshop for children's fund in his name. And Katy Perry is putting her red sequin dress on eBay to raise money for the American Red Cross. Sharon Reed, ABC News.
That's 91X News to 103. Here's Jose De Barros with sports.
In the OHL, there is only one game today. The Kingston Frontenacs are playing the Ottawa 67s in a rare morning game. The 67s' defense seems to have stayed in bed. The Frontenacs won 7-4. The Belleville Bulls do not have to play until next Saturday, when they play the Saginaw Spirit at the Yardman Arena. There is Junior A hockey action tonight. At 7 o'clock, the Cobourg Cougars host the Whitby Fury, while at 7:25, the North York Rangers play against the Vaughan Vipers. There are two 7:30 games, with the Markham Waxers playing against the Hamilton Red Wings and the Burlington Cougars facing off against the Buffalo Junior Sabres. There are two games in the NHL tonight, one on each coast. In the East, the Islanders visit the Stanley Cup champion Boston Bruins at 7, while in the West, a battle of two California teams is set for 10:30, with the Sharks going up against the Los Angeles Kings. Tonight's Monday night football game will pit two hot teams together. The Philadelphia Eagles and Chicago Bears both try to continue their two-game winning streaks at one another's expense. At their last meeting, Chicago beat Philadelphia 31-26 last November. And in the latest over the NBA lockout, NBA players have until Wednesday to accept Commissioner David Stern's latest offer of taking up to 51% of all basketball-related income. The offer came following hours of negotiations over the weekend. Remember to send us your team or league scores. Our email is sports@91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Steph Crozier with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, high 13. Tonight, partly cloudy, fog patches developing overnight, low of plus 4. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, fog patches dissipating in the morning, high of 12. It's 12 degrees now. I'm Steph Crozier with Jose DeBarros. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 2 o'clock.